I hope that you'll appreciate what we've put together for you. Each week, we try our best to present what I consider the jewels, the diamonds, the incredibly insightful and talented people that are right in our own midst. Who knew? You know, right in our area. Occasionally, you hear musicians that are passing through, but we try really hard to pay homage to folks that are here. That if you saw out of town, you might be thinking, "Wow, I got to be sure to see them again." But sometimes we fail to notice that which is in our midst. And here they are, and I want to notice them while there's still time to play. Keith Hirschberger is playing guitar, and we'll talk more with Heather Kropp after her first song. But she's going to start off with a song she wrote called Shine.
Thanks for having us, Larry.
Ready?
What a pretty song.
Thank you. Lost my voice there.
Oh, no, you sounded great. You always, one who is performing always notices things that nobody else notices. You are your own worst critic, I think. Not
most
personally.
Most musicians probably are, actually, but
I think a lot of
people are in general.
A lot of people are. I always say the day you stop is the day you got to worry, right?
Yeah.
The day you stop. That's a pretty song. Tell me what's coming up CD-wise. You've got three now?
I have three CDs. Yeah. I'm actually taking a little bit of a break right now from performance. I've had some health issues. But I'm doing writing, so I'm hoping at one point I probably have five songs ready to record, and then hopefully I'll fill out the rest this year and then be able to start the process next year.
Well,
but right now I don't have any projects on.
Projects, but
on
you're
deck.
Still, I know tonight you're in Scottsdale at a house concert.
It's a little coffee house.
Oh, cool.
Right on the main street in Scottsdale.
It's called The Table Coffee Shop.
Mm-hmm, The Table Coffee Shop. And I'll be doing a half an hour, and then Keith will be doing the rest of the evening.
Great. And then I was really pleased to see you're going to be at the backstage bar at the CLO Cabaret Theater.
Yes.
You with a solo set. And that's a really neat place to listen.
It really is, yeah.
I don't get there that often, but when I've gone there, it's just... It's laid back. It's a good listening room. It's also, it really has a good vibe. And it took me a while to actually get there.
Yeah.
Not because I didn't want to, but I just don't have as much time as I'd like. And it's only been in the past couple of years that I have made it there.
They've been great. They have a nice lineup, and I've been there. I get there a couple times every year. So
yeah, that's right on.
It's right off Katz Plaza.
Liberty, right?
7th and Penn.
Penn. I always get Penn and Liberty
right,
confused.
Right, with the plaza with the eyeballs.
Yeah, the eyeball plaza where Bob Studebaker occasionally is famous from WDUQ.
Yeah,
the DUQ.
The studios are
jazz
there.
Jazz concerts
the
are there. Yeah, the QED window studios are there. There's so much more I want to ask you, but I want to be sure we do more. We're going to hear one of Keith's songs next.
Yeah.
What's it called, Keith?
It's called Still Life.
Here again, Heather Kropf and Keith Hirschberger.
Together for an aching instant, everything seems so clear. Then a flock of blackbirds scatters and breaks over an open field. Still life moves on the way it will be. Still be still. Everything that comes together will fall apart in time. And still life moves on the way it will. It's a long life and it's so uncertain, but you'll never know. Take a deep breath, hold it, let it out, and slowly count the three. And in a flash of light, all the loose strings seem to come together. For an instant aching, everything seems so clear. And a flock of blackbirds scatters and breaks over an open field. Still life moves on the way it will be. Still be still. Everything that comes together will fall apart in time. And still life moves on the way it will. Like a blackbird scatters and breaks over an open field. Still life moves on the way it will be. Still be. Everything that comes together will fall apart in time. And still life moves on the way it will be. Life moves on the way it will. Life moves on the way it will be.
Keith Hirschberger and Heather Croft. You guys, that your voices blend really well on that song. It's a nice...
We've heard that before.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. It's kind of a nice, honest...
We've only been playing for about 14 years.
Yeah, so. I say that as I as I cough my way through. See, I'm being my own first critic now.
Keith and I actually, we went to college together. We were in a college cover band.
Really?
Yeah, back in Indiana.
What were you playing back home again in Indiana? Well, what were you playing in the cover band?
All sorts of stuff.
It was, you know.
It was the brainchild of one of our friends who's kind of an introvert but had this sort of alter ego where he liked to perform, so.
Yeah, sort of Mick Jagger style performance.
Yeah, we did Police songs, we did Pixies, we did
Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah,
the Cocteau Twins.
Nice. I my brother's doing that now, which I who's a gifted classical and jazz guitarist, professional musician, but I guess he decided he wanted to make a living too. So yeah. He's been playing in a lot of cover bands in Chicago, and I go to his website and hear, oh, Brown Eyed Girl and, you know, some of the other things.
Yeah.
This is more sort of like...
an esoteric cover band.
It was more sort of our alter ego sort of fun time band.
Yeah, play all the hits that we like kind of stuff. Yeah, we'd have these sort of... this is totally off the subject, but we'd have these sort of brainstorms where we'd all have to submit a song. And our bassist always submitted a New Order song that we always shot down. And I was always going after Sade and... we may have done that once.
You would do her songs really well, actually. We, believe it or not, we played the Electric Light Orchestra's Living Thing on the air this morning just because we felt like it. But it was a puzzle. It was actually named by a UK magazine called Q as the number one guilty pleasure song of all time.
So
a song that is considered uncool but excellent in its own right. And one of the clues we gave is that its first line is "Sailing away on the crest of a wave, it's like magic," and it's amazing how many people immediately
knew it. Yeah, that's how music works that way, right?
Music's fun that way, to be sure. If you're just joining us, Keith Hirschberger is here along with Heather Croft. And what I was going to say is that song just sounded like such an honorable pop song as I was listening to it and sort of looking through your website, or an honest pop song, Still Life. And Keith, you wrote that, right?
I did, thanks.
How old is it?
Seven? 8 years? 8 years old, I think?
Yeah. Sure doesn't sound it.
Thanks.
It's just a nice...
I've been writing less and less. As I get older, I write less.
Well, that's you know, one of my favorite. Might have been Eudora Welty. I always forget, but I hate to write, but love to have written. You know,
yeah, that's nice.
That's about the right quote. So Heather's up next, at least leading, and this is called Rain Quilt.
Yes, this is a song called Rain Quilt.
Oh, yeah.
Normally we play together. I have a keyboard and I can transpose.
Yeah, no
key,
no capo or
changing my
or anything on the piano.
So we'll do this in, for all you listening, this is in the key of A minor.
Okay, remember that.
Starfish and seagull feathers in tight pools on the hammer forever. I'll make a raincoat for my love, for my love, for my love, to sail you down the sacred river when we are tired. I'll sow in the sound of morning doves and scraps of stories where we have fallen, and weave in mercy for all our longings, so you won't doubt that we are something. Oh, my love, oh, my love, I say. In the dark rejoicing for this rain quilt I've made.
That's one of Heather's songs, Rain Quilt. A lot of just beautiful images there. Sung by Heather Kropt with Keith Hirschberger. You know, we've linked to Heather's website, which is heatherkropf.com. And, you know, Keith, do you have a website, too?
I do. It's Keith Hirschberger, which is H-E-R-S-H-B-E-R-G-E-R.net.
We'll try to add that link later today. It's funny, as you did that, you know, I thought my last name was Berger, B-E-R-G-E-R, when I was growing up, because I would always hear my mom saying, my name is Judy Berger. That's Berger, B-E-R-G-E-R. And I just thought that was part of my last name growing up because I heard it so many times. Because I'm sure your name gets misspelled the way mine can.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you got the Hirsch to deal with, too, which could be S-C-H.
Yeah, we both have very ethnic last names.
Yeah, you.
So we'll never be famous, but we'll make music anyway.
You know, the internet. Google will just say someday, did you mean Kropf? You know, and it'll come up. Did you mean Hirschberg? But I could see it happening. They're going to be in Scottsdale later tonight at a place called
Coffee Shop.
Thank you. The Table Coffee Shop. And the backstage bar is much closer, in fact, in Pittsburgh this coming Thursday at 5 o'clock, which is free. And you can go in there and get a Coca-Cola and listen and enjoy yourself in a nice venue. Happy song. It's really cool to have I have a set list. I feel like such an insider here. Not that I want to keep
you. You know what's coming up.
I know. It's really great, you know. For an out-of-control freak like me, it's really cool.
So, that's funny.
I'm not that. But or the other. But Happy Song is next.
And, yeah. It was sort of written as a joke, actually. A friend of mine in college said that I don't think that my songs are sad, but they're thoughtful.
They're thoughtful,
right?
And philosophical.
And so she said,
"That's funny."
She said, "I bet you couldn't write a happy song to save your life." And so I wrote one, and she said, "No, that's not happy enough." And so then I wrote this one, and I don't know.
It's made its way
around the world.
Around the world.
It's probably my most listened to song, and it was written very quickly as a joke.
Yeah, so. Thoughtful is not necessarily sad, but a lot of people will assign, you know, serious is not necessarily sad, but a lot of people equate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, well, here's Happy Song.
Yeah.
You are walking the sunshine.
I wanna go out and play.
You are walking the rain.
On a warm summer's day, when I'm with you, I don't know what to say. And I think I'm falling in love.
You are a cup of hot cocoa.
After a play in the snow.
With chocolate chip cookies.
And knots of marshmallows. You warm me up from my head
to my toes.
I think I'm falling in love.
Everything about you.
You sweep me off my feet.
Ooh, you know it's true.
I think that you're really neat. My love for you is complete. And I think I'm falling in love. You are my coffee in the morning.
Get me out of my bed.
You are my coffee in the night.
You really go to my head.
And you're my butter and you're my bread.
Love Wednesdays at 8 p.m. on Fox. That's a great song. We'll be right back. That's a wonder. That's a beautiful song.
Does it make you happy?
It does, but you know what? It's still you. You know, it's still your style, and it's still, I think, And it's kind of a serious and sweet song. That'd be a great wedding song. You know, we often get
Have you used?
Never
played it at a wedding. That's interesting. No, I never did.
It'd be good.
Used to play all sorts of songs at weddings.
Yeah. Oh, if I were a couple getting married or part of one, I guess I couldn't be one, but I would consider using that. It's
it'd
a great
to be,
song.
It'd have to be a couple that's been together a while because there's the line, "You're not perfect, but you're close enough."
Which is my favorite part of the song.
And they'd have been together long enough to figure that out.
Yeah, that's... or you're not close, but you're perfect enough. Good. Well, anyway. I think we're going to be able to get two more songs. And
really?
I've been trying to be... I think we have about... Well, 5 or 6 minutes of radio time. I'm not sure how long the lullaby is, but I'll leave it up to you.
Okay.
We've got about... We'll go right up until about noon. Normally we talk a lot, but it's so good to hear you on a pretty day like today. We should play. So.
Yeah. I'm going to quickly say we do have a little EP.
Oh, cool.
We call ourselves the Two Tall Americanos. And we play infrequently. But I wanted to give that to you, Larry.
Oh, thank you very much.
We'll play a song called Kite. It's one of mine that I wrote for a friend's wedding. So it kind of seems like I probably have played it on your show before.
I love this
song.
We'll
do this with
good.
Keith because it changes a little when there's more people. She scatters seeds under a big blue moon. String light and starlight and halos push through the earth for what it's worth. I feel like I'm tied down to the highest flying kite around. Never mind the speed of sound, I'm not coming down. Catch a nor'easter all the way down to Mexico. Midwestern hearts tumble in dust like clowns in a rodeo. And so it goes, this currency of love. I feel like I'm tied down to the highest flying kite around. Never mind the speed of sound, I feel like I'm tied down, but my feet don't touch the ground. And I'm not coming down, I'm not coming down. And so it goes, this currency of love, pushing through the earth or shine down from above, twice full, tied down and tumbling. She says, I am yours forevermore. And we sit on the curb, watch the band settle the score. Hallelujah. Here on earth, I feel like I'm tied down to the highest flying kite around. Never mind the speed of sound. I feel like I'm tied down to the highest flying kite around. And I'm not coming down, I'm not coming down. I'm not coming down. Down. I'm not coming down. Thank you.
That's such a memorable song. I just added a link to KeithHirschberger.net, so you can go to our website if need be, and you can get to Heather's or Keith's website, learn more about Keith's ceramics and design as well. And I don't, having not heard the lullaby, if I do some station IDs, I can just sort of we could maybe play out with it. Does it make sense to
That'd
do that?
Fine, yeah.
Most lullabies kind of allow that. So let me just mention, let me thank you for being here with us today
and all
of our other guests, and invite you to join us again next week at WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3, 90.1 WIUP FM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21 Pittsburgh, Verizon 47 Greater Pittsburgh, and slvradio.org, where it's always Saturday. That's all the time we have. No, I think we still have time.
And we can just fade out. That kind of song, we can just fade out.
Yep. Yeah, and thanks again for being with us. And I do hope you'll join us again next week here again to close us out. Keith Hirschberger, the two tall Americanos. I like that. Right. Keith Hirschberger and Heather Croft. And this is a lullaby. Keith, did you write this for a child?
No, it was sort of it's a road trip song, driving and everyone else is asleep.
Perfect. Here they are.
Sung to sleep by the hum of the highway, I watch your eyelids close. And that's alright, you can rest your tired eyes and go to sleep. I'll turn the radio down low. And that's alright, you can sleep while I drive. When you wake up in the morning, we'll be home. And that's alright, I think I can make it through the night. A couple cups of coffee to keep me on the road. Well, I don't know just when I made the wrong turn, and now I find a way off track. That's alright, but half the truth in life will find you in the time it takes to find your way back. And that's alright, you can sleep while I drive. When you wake up in the morning, we'll be home. That's alright.